following interview with Conor O'Brien of Villagers and previously The Immediate was recorded on Sunday, July 12th, 2009 at Oxygen.
Conor of Villagers.
Hello.
Hello. And previously The Immediate. How have you been getting on in the last while? How have things been on the road?
Good, yeah. I've just literally... I was in Amsterdam this morning.
business or pleasure?
Business, yeah. I was doing a solo support tour thing of Tracy Chapman around Europe, which was bizarre, but enlightening also.
Yeah,
it was good. I'm kind of tired, learning a lot. I still feel like we're at the beginning of things, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Which is good.
So what gigs do you have coming up next after tonight?
Oh God, I don't know. I have to play at a wedding, like on on Friday.
Look,
but I'm not playing my songs. I'm just playing. Okay. Playing.
You're gonna be a wedding singer. Right?
I'm gonna be a wedding guitarist, not even a singer. Okay. That's my next gig, and then after that, what do I have to do? Oh yeah, Latitude. We're gonna play this festival in Suffolk, in the UK, called Latitude, which is sort of like a weird festival in the forest. Apparently it's kind of hard to find and stuff, and it looks really interesting.
Very cool.
That'll
very
be
cool.
good. The very day after the wedding, which means I have to like leave the wedding. I'm like one of the best men. I have to leave the wedding at like 7:30 and then get a ferry over and then drive for like 7 hours because we're on at like 2:45 the next day. It's pretty... Hopefully we'll get there in time.
Excellent. What kind of reception have Villagers been getting?
Mainly on the FM. I don't know. We've been getting good reception, yeah.
Excellent.
It's been positive, I guess. Yeah.
Rolling back a bit to your work with The Immediate, I suppose the biggest shock to all of us was the suddenness at which you guys went your own ways. I know we saw great things and we were expecting an awful lot more. Can you talk a minute about that? Would you consider working with the guys again in the future?
Well, I would consider it if it made sense, but I can't envision a time it would ever make sense. It really just, you know, the spark kind of died for us, so we just ended it before we killed each other.
Sure.
And now we're, you know, it's all good. We've split, and I can't really envision a time where it would make sense to get back together, you know?
I mean, not even get back together to create stuff, but get back just to play. Would you envision that?
Play a show or something?
To play a show, yeah.
No, I can't envision that. No, not at all.
Okay, no. Cool, no problems. Moving to some of your other stuff, the subject matter of some of your songs, specifically about inspiration that you've had for example, becoming a jackal, Cecilia and becoming a jackal, those songs.
Well, actually, they're all only on sort of, only with hindsight, I've kind of figured out that all the songs that I've written in the past kind of couple of months, or even in the last 2 years actually, have all been sort of based on the idea of like change, like as in something you can't really control, or a physical change, or like an emotional change, or anything that sort of makes you realize you're sort of, you know, you're not as in control as you perhaps people let yourself think to be or whatever. But I didn't really set out to write about that. I just turned out that way. And the songs that I threw away were the ones that didn't seem to, like the songs that I never want anyone ever to hear were the ones that didn't seem to align with this particular genre.
One last question before we wrap up. What do you see the future of the music industry panning out to in terms of piracy, new media, people downloading your stuff? For example, are you pro people downloading your music?
Yeah, I don't care. It's cool. Like, I do it. It's a really natural progression in the music industry. It's like it's just a tip in the balance of power, you know, in the music industry. It was always going to happen, and now they just have to deal with it. There's just a lot of grumbles about it because people are losing money and stuff. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's always going to happen.
Absolutely.
It's too short to be worried about that. Life's too short to be worried about that kind of stuff. It's awesome if people hear your music. I don't care.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, cool.
And hopefully we'll chat to you again.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks, Flirt.